This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 20th, 2024. Probably isn't hard to think of someone you know in the hobby who goes above and beyond in service to amateur radio, their club, their fellow hams, or their community. Volunteers are the very core of the amateur radio service, and that dedication is what carries the ARRL field organization. Excellence in on-air operating inspires the rest of us to be better, build better, and do better. ARRL seeks your help in honoring the outstanding work done by hams through the ARRL Service Awards. There are a host of different awards, which are divided into four categories: Education Awards, Media Public Relations Awards, Technical Awards, and Distinguished Service Awards. If you find yourself with some extra time over the holidays, consider nominating the extraordinary hams in your circle for one of these ARRL awards. Under the Education Awards, it's the Hiram Percy Max Memorial Award. That nomination deadline there is March 31st, 2025, and that award is named for the founding president of ARRL. The ARRL Herb S. Breyer Award for instructors and teachers, and that nomination deadline is March 15th, 2025. Under Technical Awards, the ARRL Microwave Development Award, nomination deadline there March 31st, 2025. And the ARRL Technical Service Award, nomination there again March 31st, 2025. Also, the ARRL Technical Innovation Award, that award recognizes a radio amateur or group of amateurs who develop and apply new technical ideas. The nomination deadline there is March 31st, 2025. And the Public Relations Awards, the ARRL Philip J. McGann Memorial Silver Antenna Award, the nomination deadline there is March 31st, 2025. The ARRL Awards recognize excellence in ham radio, and you can read more at ARRL.org. The ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program continues to accept applications for the 2025 scholarship cycle. The application period is open until 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 6, 2025. Scholarships are available to eligible amateur radio operators pursuing higher education. There are more than 100 scholarships, ranging from $500 to $25,000. The scholarships have been established by generous donors and can help fund a portion of a ham's education. Descriptions of the scholarships may be found at ARRL.org/scholarship-descriptions. ARRL Director of Development Kevin BOK8EAL is encouraged by the program. Hams are always learning, and being able to honor that dedication to education through generously funded scholarship programs helps relieve some of the financial burden that students can experience, he said. All applicants must submit a completed online application. Transcripts and any additional required documents must be submitted with the application and not mailed separately. A number of scholarships require additional documents, such as a letter of recommendation from a sitting officer of an ARRL-affiliated club. Applications without the accompanying transcripts and additional information required will not be considered. Scholarship recipients will be notified by early June of 2025, and those awards are mailed directly to the recipient schools and will be awarded in July of 2025. ARRL Kids Day is just a couple of weeks away on January 4th, 2025. ARRL Kids Day runs from 1800 UTC to 2359 UTC, and you can operate as much or as little as you like. The event is designed to give on-air experience to young people to foster interest in getting a license of their own and give older hams a chance to share their stations and love for amateur radio with their children. You can share the excitement with your own kids, grandkids, a scout troop, a church, or the general public. All participants are encouraged to post their story and thumbnail photos to the Kids Day Soapbox page. You can tell the world about your operations, the fun you had, and the contacts you made. Remember, ARRL must have a completed release form in order to include youth photos younger than 18 years old in ARRL publications. There will be a second ARRL Kids Day on June 21st, 2025. For more information, including frequencies, suggested exchanges, and how to download a certificate, you can find that all at ARRL Kids Day. The Intrepid DX Group has announced the winners of the 5th Annual Youth Dream Rig Essay Contest. 34 essays were received from young amateurs in Canada and the USA. Judges concluded that each essay was unique in thought and very well written. Extra consideration was given for correct grammar, punctuation, and spelling. The essays gave interesting perspectives on how to reach out and connect with the youth of today. First place winner and recipient of the ICOM IC7300 is Katie Campbell. She's 16 years old, KE8LQR. Second place winner and recipient of the ICOM ID52A dual band multifunction D-Star radio is 14-year-old Leela Shearer. It's KK7RRV. And the third place winner and recipient of an ICOM T10 dual band handheld transceiver is 15-year-old Michael Simon, KK7KLG. Having read your many essays, we can tell that our youth are full of great ideas and are brimming with enthusiasm to keep our hobby alive and well in the future, said Paul Ewing, N6PSE, Intrepid DX Group President. We received a number of outstanding essays and wished that we had more prizes for the deserving authors. In the coming weeks, though, we will be sharing the winning essays on our Facebook page. Thank you to all of the youth participants for helping us make our fifth annual Youth Essay Contest a success. ARRL Straight Key Night will be January 1st, 2025 from 000 UTC through 2359 UTC. This event is not a contest, but rather a day dedicated to celebrating our CW heritage. Participants are encouraged to get on the air and simply make enjoyable, conversational CW QSOs. The use of straight keys or bugs to send CW is preferred. There are no points scored, and all who participate are winners. All authorized amateur frequencies may be used, but activity has traditionally been centered on the HF bands. Entries for Straight Key Night must be received, though, by January 3rd, 2025. Votes for the best fist and most interesting QSO will be tabulated and included in those results. Send your information to straightkey@arrl.org or by mail to ARRL Straight Key Night, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. For more information, contact by mail, contest@arrl.org, or give us a call at 860-594-0232. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. I think it is only appropriate that after we have finished celebrating AO7's accomplishments and birthday, that we recognize SatSat-1C, or SO50. It has been in orbit 22 years as of December 20th. This satellite has become the workhorse for FM contacts, as it is still operating very well. If you are an avid or just a beginner CW operator, AMSAT will have the AMSAT CW Activity Day on January 1st from 0000 UTC until 2359 UTC. Straight keys and bugs are encouraged, but not required. No logs are needed. However, you are encouraged to submit a report of your activity on the AMSAT BB. Post photos and clips on X using the tag @AMSAT or #AMSAT. As this is our final satellite update for the year, all of us at AMSAT would like to wish you a very happy holiday season, and may you continue to have many satellite contacts. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contests. December 20th, the 7AGB Party Contest. That's CW Phone and Digital. December 21st, the Feldheld Sprint, Digital as well. And on December 21st, the OKDX Ritty Contest. That's Digital. December 21st through the 22nd, it's the Croatian DX Contest, CW and Phone. And on December 22nd, the ARRL Rookie Roundup. That is CW. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on January 4th is Ham Radio University sponsoring the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That's in Brookville, New York. January 10th through the 11th, 2025, Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention. That's in Fort Myers, Florida. January 17th and 18th, it's the Cowtown Ham Fest 25 sponsoring the ARRL North Texas Section Convention in Forest Hills, Texas. And January 31st through February 11th is the Jackson MS Capital City Ham Fest 2025, sponsoring the ARRL Mississippi Section Convention in Jackson, Mississippi. A reminder that ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut will be closed Wednesday, December 25th, 2024, and Wednesday, January 1st, 2025, in observance of Christmas and New Year's Day. There will be no W1AW bulletins or code practice those days, and there will be no issue of the ARRL letter on December 26th, 2024, or the ARRL audio news on December 27th, 2024. A special thanks this week to the Cedar Valley Amateur Radio Club in East Central Iowa for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. This is the final ARRL audio news for 2024. We will return on January 3rd, 2025. Thanks for airing the ARRL audio news on your repeaters, and thanks for listening. We wish you and yours the very best for the holidays. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.